Now we come to chapter 2, and I've labeled chapter 2 the first beauty contest. And here we have it. And in chapter 2, verse 1, after these things, after what things? Well, the things that have taken place in chapter 1, plus the fact that this campaign was carried on. Apparently, Xerxes couldn't get the queen to do what he wanted him to, but he got all the princes in the kingdom to join with him now in a great campaign against Greece. Now we have to turn to secular history to fill this in, because there's no record here. It just says, after these things. Well, here are some of the things. This man, Xerxes, led a great army, and he crossed over into Europe. And he met the Greeks at Thermopylae. And that was unfortunate, because the secret of the strength of the Persians was in numbers. The individual soldiers were not so much. They were not well trained as the Greeks were. And the Greek had emphasized the person, the individual. And as a result, one Greek soldier could have taken care of 10 Persians. And so at the Battle of Thermopylae, only a few could get in the pass. And as a result, the Greeks got a signal victory over the Persians. It's not unfortunate from my viewpoint, but it was unfortunate for Xerxes that he carried on the battle at the place where he was doomed to lose. God had already said the power was to pass from Persia to Greece. And if you want to know whether God intervened or not, this man Xerxes had 300 ships that had gone around to come in from the rear to attack, and they were in the bay at Salamis. And it just looked as if the next day, why, they would land and the attack would be from the rear, and they'd win that. But during the night, a storm came up, and it sank all 300 of the Persian ships. None were left. And all of the manpower they had was destroyed, was drowned. So that this man Xerxes now, he's been defeated, very much defeated. And so this man, in that condition, comes back to his palace here at Shushan. He walks up and down after these things. When the wrath of King Ahasuerus was appeased, he remembered Vashti and what she had done, and what was decreed against her. Now, the law of the Medes and Persians can't be changed. Even the law that this king made, he himself cannot alter it nor change it. In that drunkard stupor, he had set aside this beautiful queen, and now he can never again have her. And after his defeat, in his loneliness, he walks up and down the palace, and he's moody. And not only that, this man had a mental aberration, as we shall see, and he's thinking of Vashti. And the servants there know it, and they are watching him, and they know something now must be done. Then said the king's servants that ministered unto him, let there be fair young virgins sought for the king. Let the king appoint officers in all the provinces of his kingdom, that they may gather together all the fair young virgins unto Shushan the palace, to the house of the women, under the custody of Hegai, the king's chamberlain, keeper of the women, and let their beautifying ointments be given them. In other words, these servants suggest a beauty contest. And now, who's going to win it? Who's going to win this contest? Well, why is this all given to us? God's letting you know that he's moving in the affairs of man, even in this pagan palace. He's going to overrule what's taking place.